Auckland Council has backtracked on including sustainable building certification on its land information memorandum, otherwise known as a LIM report. Earlier this year, the council gave an undertaking to have a home fit check on these reports, but they say the difficult decision has been made to withdraw those plans, citing concerns around the use of third-party data as well as financial challenges. To tell us more about what the Home Fit Report is and how it works, I'm joined by Green Building Council Chief Executive Andrew Eagles. Hi, Andrew.
Kia ora.
Actually, let's start with the Green Building Council for people who haven't run into you guys before. Where do you sort of fit into the scheme of things? What's your purpose?
Sure, thanks. So we've got a vision that all homes and buildings in Aotearoa are healthy and sustainable, and that's going to deliver healthier Kiwis and lower impact buildings and homes. And so we do that through assessing whether homes and buildings are warm and healthy. So, we've got a vision of better homes. We're a not-for-profit created by the construction and property sector and backed by about 520 construction, property firms, real estate agents and others.
Is that how you're funded, by the industry?
Yeah, through that and then also events and training, that type of thing,
And what's in it for the industry, by the way, having an organisation like yours?
Well, so the industry really believes in a greener, lower carbon future. So they want healthier Kiwis. There's really strong links to how our homes perform and outcomes for New Zealanders. So we know that 40% of homes are damp and mouldy, and that's leading to one of the highest rates of respiratory disease in the Western world. And further, we know that our buildings can be far lower carbon and lower cost to run. So the sector's really saying they want to drive up lower carbon, healthier buildings and homes. And part of that is, assessing and how they build. But part of it is also, if we want systemic change, changing the levers that we have in our systems and structures. So things like this and other levers that councils and others have.
What is a home fit report?
Right, yeah, great. So, we could get one for you. So about 2.5 years ago, quite a few people came to us and said they felt that New Zealand was decades behind most of the OECD. So if you go to buy a home in France, Germany, most of the OECD, you'll be required when you're selling the home, and as a buyer, you'll receive an energy certificate, which indicates how healthy and warm the house is. Mm-hmm. And there's a really big belief that we need this in New Zealand, especially when you look at our health stats. So with the sector, we created this over about 2 years. We workshopped with a whole stack of people, councils, ministries, lots of acronyms, all sorts of associations, and created a basic measure of whether a house is healthy and warm. And we've got two elements to that. One is a free check where anybody can go to homefit.co.nz and just self-check and get a sense of where they're at. And the other option is you can get a professional assessor in to check that and confirm things like how deep your insulation is and whether you've got adequate ventilation, whether you've got a safe and efficient heater. So that's been created with all of the sector, and what we really have a vision for is that Kiwis deserve to know how warm and healthy their homes are before they buy.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty obvious too. And then tell me about this plan to include this information on a LIM report.
Yeah, so the suggestion came from Auckland Council. We've worked with them about a year and a half. Huge amount of work from, great work from members of staff at Auckland Council, my team and others, to incorporate that indication when homes have been certified. So the focus was when you go to get your LIM report, there'd be a statement saying whether the home had been certified or not. If it wasn't certified, you got a link to where you could get more information about our assessment or other assessments. And if it was, you got told how it was performing. All the evidence from overseas is when these indicators go on formal reports, that encourages people to make their homes healthier and warmer because they know it's going to be, on the LIM. And so we were really encouraged by that year and a half of work. And just really quite puzzling and a bit sudden to see this happen just in the last few weeks. We're not quite sure what happened there.
What percentage of Auckland homes would have a home fit report right now?
Oh, very, very few, mm-hmm. right? So the majority would be coming up saying this hasn't been undertaken. We've got a pipeline of tens of thousands, but right now you're talking hundreds have been actually achieved home fit.
Okay.
Important to indicate that the message was whether it had been certified or not. So, you know, that gives the person the opportunity to go and check that as well for, you know, $200 or $300.
Sorry, can you explain that to me?
Oh, well, so the message on the limb was to say, hey, look, Jesse, your house hasn't been certified. And that then provides you the opportunity to get that certification.
So whatever was going to appear on the limb was going to be a binary thing, has or hasn't been certified, or is it going to get, or was it going to have an actual rating?
Yep. So if it had passed, it would illustrate the rating that had been achieved.
So it's a pass mark, the Home Fit Report.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Not a spectrum.
Well, we do have Home Fit Plus. So because New Zealand homes are in such a poor state, mm-hmm. You know, we tend to just talk about the pass-fail because what we know is 99% of homes have really poor insulation or ventilation or heating. So many homes would require a little bit of work to get there, but with some work we could see a good proportion of homes pass. And these types of things aren't as extensive as you might think. So we're talking about things like a ground vapour barrier, or putting in another 50 mil of insulation. We're not talking tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Just basic health efficiency measures.
So I'm wondering, if there's only a few hundreds homes with this Home Fit Report, would it have really made any difference anyway to include it on the limb if pretty much every house is just going to have this message saying it's not certified?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair call, right? I guess, so how do we generate change? So the homes aren't certified at the moment, and I think lots of Kiwis would really like to know this. It's not a huge step to take the step to improve.
Mm. Do you have to pay the money for the certification?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, in general, the costs are $200 to $300 for an independent assessor.
So if you're putting your house on the market, it's a nice way of maybe adding some value to the offer, I suppose. You know, you paint the outside and you pull some weeds out and you spend $200 or $300 and get it certified so that whoever's buying it, if it was going to be on the limb, would know that it's a certified house.
Yeah, exactly, Jesse. Mm. And further, if you're renting the place out, you need to meet the Healthy Home Standard. So 600,000 homes in New Zealand need to meet that by July 21st, 2021 next year. And so they want to be saying, look, we've met the standards and this is a way to show that.
I'm going to politely ask you to stop clicking your pen. Otherwise, I'll get text messages from people
that's
asking.
Right. That's so annoying.
Okay, what went wrong here then? Why have the Auckland Council backtracked on their plan to include the certification on the limb reports?
Yeah, so I think it'd be good to investigate that a bit more.
They say two things. One, concerns around the use of third-party data, and then financial challenges. Everyone will understand financial challenges, although hard to imagine what the cost would be. I suppose changing over a whole system would have some cost.
Yeah, so it's not changing over a whole system, right? We've spent, this is ready to go. There's not a huge...
stroke of a pen.
Yeah, so there's minimal amount of work just to pick up the data each month, maybe 2 or 3 hours from a staff member, but, you know, I think we'd be happy to support that if that were needed. The question around third party, so we find... We're a little bit unsure what's going on there. We know that people do get heritage listings and hazard mapping and contaminated land information on the limb, and that's provided by third-party consultants as well. So there's quite a few ways that you get third-party information, and this sort of thing is at their discretion, what they want to add. So it's a really strong opportunity for them to help Kiwis get moving on this. And I guess also worth noting that they've got quite significant goals to reduce carbon emissions in Auckland. So in there, you know, the thing I showed you before, the Auckland's climate plan, I've got in my hand here, 180 pages.
Quite an ambitious climate plan, more ambitious than they expected.
Yeah, that's right. So great. Awesome. That's really good to see, Auckland. So here on page 38, they have a halving of Auckland's gross emissions. And when they set out how that's going to happen, they state on page 39, retrofitting 50% of existing residential and commercial buildings to a high standard of energy efficiency, replacing 75% of gas heaters in existing residential and commercial buildings with electric heat pumps, 20% of residential buildings installed with solar PV. So that sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it?
But you're wondering how they're going to get there if they've just rejected one pretty easy way of incentivising some sustainable changes to Auckland houses.
Yeah, yeah. So
What did they tell you and how did you find out?
So we found out through an email a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Yeah, and still a bit puzzled.
It's a bit like being broken up with by email, isn't it? After 18 months relationship.
That's right. You get that text message from the ex. Brutal. Yeah, it was a bit brutal. I think also because the rest of the country's watching. And I think, you know, Jesse, New Zealand and ratepayers. So ratepayers, 70% of ratepayers have said they're willing to see radical action to meet climate change challenges, and then we can't even do this, which isn't even requiring retrofits. It's just saying how your house is doing. So some other things we know that aren't happening. So there's now no retrofit program on residential homes. There's no development contribution reduction, so no incentives. There's no reduction in infrastructure growth charge. There's no consenting advantage, and now there's no information on LIMS. So we've got this really neat kind of ambitious target, and it's like we're shooting for the moon, but we can't even go out the door and put our shoes on, you know. And so,
are there any councils, local councils in New Zealand that are doing this really well? Anyone who has already got this idea happening?
Sure. So Hutt City Council is putting HomeFit and other standards on their LIMS, and we have four other councils looking to add that.
Right.
Auckland Council is at the forefront.
They just start with each new LIM issued, do they? I mean, from the day that it comes in force, every time someone asks for a LIM report from then on, they will include this certification or not.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And
they don't have to go through all the existing LIMS and find out and add them in or whatever.
No, so in terms of the process, we send them the data each month with the update, and they just update those as they go through. Pretty simple download. Yeah, so it's a really big opportunity, and we think and we also think Kiwis would like to know. You know?
Well, Susan says a couple of objections by text. Hi, New Zealanders aren't stupid. When we're buying a house, we can see insulation and what the heating there is, and we mostly get building reports, which are required by insurer and the banks anyway, so why do we need this?
Yeah, so that's a good point. I guess what we find is lots of people don't know, so they're not sure. And there's also not been much agreement on what should be included. So to have all of associations and councils and others agree this is a given standard. Lots of people quite like something that's quite clear. So I'd say the same with Warrener Fitness on the car. So you could say, well, I asked the mechanic.
Mm, I can see if the tyres are bald or not.
Yeah, so why do I need a mechanic to check? It's clear that the other thing that does happen with this sort of information is it does encourage those energy efficiency improvements to be made. And we do have a very clear issue in New Zealand with 30,000 kids going to hospital every year with respiratory illness. We have one of the worst rates of respiratory disease in the OECD, and this is just a simple way to really lift that.
Jan's got some interesting theories. Jan thinks there's not enough personal responsibility. Why don't we just teach people how to open curtains and windows, and fireplaces are better than heat pumps? Fact.
Oh, fact. we like those ones. So I do think there's a really good point about how people use their homes. And, you know, we would say that it's important to get the house right. But, yeah, sure, we do want people to vent their homes as well. It's really key to get some fresh air in the home. And lots of people don't do that. So behaviour change is really good. But here's the thing, Jesse. Here is the thing. 50% of our homes have inadequate ventilation in the kitchen and bathrooms, and 50% of them have inadequate insulation. So people can open their windows all they like, but those crappy homes are going to continue to be crappy and make our kids sick. You know, the feedback from the in-depth research of insulation programs found that when you insulate homes, you have a 40% reduction in people taking time off work because of sickness, a 20% reduction in kids taking time off school for sickness, and a massive reduction in morbidity. So I would say that it's one of our biggest health issues in New Zealand, our damp and cold homes. And it's really, really woeful. This isn't about saying we mandate everyone needs to be at a certain level. It's about saying here's where your home is and here's how you can improve with these simple steps.
Great. Thanks for coming and chat to us. Let us know if there's any developments.
Oh, well, kia ora.
Andrew Eagles is the Chief Executive of the Green Building Council.